Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Tina Marie, today's psychic for today's world, and this is primarily paranormal. Thank you, everybody that's in queue, showed up for the show tonight. That is so cool. There's so many of you. Blessings to everybody. We're going to have a little fun tonight. I know that sounds kind of like an oxymoron, but we're just going to keep it kind of light tonight. We're going to be bringing on some great people tonight, tell about their paranormal experiences that they have had. A lot of great, great stories. Oh, yes, a lot of stories tonight. We've got a surprise guest. I've got a great co-host that we'll be bringing on, Miss Toni C. out of Richmond, Virginia. Beautiful woman. Oh, my gosh. She's a natural, intuitive, very paranormal, sensitive. Hope everybody out there can hear me. I certainly hope so. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and bring Toni on. So I know that, let me see if I can find her. She got buried. Let's see. I'll find her. Here she is. All right, Miss Toni.
Hi there.
Are you?
Hi, Miss Tina.
All right. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
All right. Just kind of struggling a little bit with audio and a few things with Blog Talk Radio, I guess, or whose equipment it is. It's our energy. It's real high tonight. I'm real excited to have you join me as a co-host tonight. This way everybody can get to know you a little bit and some of your experiences. You know, a while back, Toni, I said, you know, I just want carefree blog talk radio where people can come on, tell their stories of the paranormal and not be ridiculed and you know, be more informative about the paranormal world. You've been an investigator also, haven't you, Toni?
Yes, I sure have. And one of my favorite places that I have investigated is a place in Virginia Beach called Ferry Plantation. Great entities there, and very seldom have we ever ran across anything, I would say, mean, not demonic, but just, you know, how grumpy old men are. Every now and then we'd run into one of those. But there's one story that I really like to tell is we were sitting there, a bunch of us women would go down there just to hang out and just have a woman's night. And one night I was down there and there was a woman down there that actually we were from the same town. And I was talking about going out and partying and doing things like that in my younger years. And I started freezing, and I said, I got to go get a blanket. I'm about to freeze. And the lady that was a director down there, a good friend of mine, starts laughing. I said, what are you laughing at? Well, there were these two sisters, and they were married to the same husband. The older sister married him, and she passed away. So then he married her younger sister. And before she married, she was a party girl. And every time I go down there, she sticks right to me.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, I'm sorry?
I was just saying, that is pretty, pretty cool. Did you ever get any EVPs or pictures from the location?
Well, at nighttime, if I didn't sleep on an air mattress when we slept down there, if I slept on the floor, there was a spirit down there. His name was Henry. He guard us women, and all night long you could feel the vibrations in the floor where he would walk around us. And nothing to be scared of. We knew who it was. And there's a cat that walks in and out of walls, and I've never seen it, but I've heard it meow. And then the pipe tobacco man, that every now and then you would get a smell of cherry pipe tobacco. He would walk through. And it was just, and we had, there's two children down there. One that passed on her fifth birthday, but she would tell you she's four, she's not five, and a little boy who fell out of a window.
Oh,
and
wow.
If you were a female and he liked you, he would leave you presents.
Now, this was a private location, or is it a location where people can go to experience this?
Yes, it's a public location. It's called Fairy Plantation. It's in Lynn Haven, Virginia, which is Virginia Beach. It's a part of Virginia Beach, right there on the Lynn Haven Sound. I'm not sure about the hours now since the COVID's come. I'm not sure if they've opened back up or what, but they're, my friend who used to be the director down there unfortunately moved out of country, so I haven't really been down there since then.
But they can look it up on, they can Google it.
Yes, they can Google it, and they have a Facebook page too.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And you and your experiences there, you do not feel that there's anything, I mean, anytime you go to these locations, you know, you do have a probability of bringing something home. But what you have experienced there is not harmful.
No, it's safe enough for children to go. Even we've carried the teenagers and start training them on being investigators down there. That was a good spot. There's only been twice down there I've experienced something that, like I said, it wasn't demonic or anything. It was more like a grumpy person. And
cool.
That's where we started training the younger teenagers from 14 on up in the field of paranormal investigations. We would take them there.
How long have, you know, here's a question for you. How long have they been allowing the public in there? Do you know that for investigations?
They do Friday Night Frights once a month, what they did before COVID. And they have an October, right before Halloween, they have this thing all weekend long. It's called the Stroll of Lost Souls. And after the last investigation, they open it up for a public investigation. Anytime there was a paracon down there, that next night they'd open it up. And they've also rented it to teams. You could rent down, or anybody, even the Cubs, the Girl Scouts went down there one night and spent the night. For a fee that they would rent it out.
Wow. You know, I have my ups and downs feelings about taking juveniles on investigations and things like that. But, you know, that's up to the parent and et cetera. But I got to tell you, you know, the more a place is investigated, or I have always found that it really increases interaction with spirit.
Oh, yeah.
It really truly does. Well, that is really cool. That sounds
so
interesting. I would love to come up and check that out.
Yes, definitely check that out. Like I said, I haven't been down there in a couple years due to the fact that my friend, she moved to Australia, and I miss her. She's supposed to be listening tonight, and I'm hoping she is. But,
Well, give her a shout out.
Shout out to Heather and Clem.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes. Because it's like 10 o'clock in the morning their time.
Oh, wow.
So,
good morning. That's how you do that. All right. Well, you know what? Let me see. What time is it? We are at. We're going to bring on a. Did you not have Miss Allie with you tonight?
Yes, I sure do. Here, let me put her on with us.
Okay, we have Miss Allie with us tonight, and she wanted to share a little bit of a paranormal encounter that she had.
Hello.
Hi, good evening to you.
Good evening to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for coming on and telling us about your experience.
Okay, well, my experience, I used to be a part of this team called All Seeing Paranormal Society, based here in Richmond, Virginia, and we went out to a house in Bowdoin, Virginia, called Belmemus, to investigate, and so I was working in the comm station, you know, watching cameras and so forth, and I went to the bathroom, and I noticed that the side door to the outside was open. So, you know, I called my teammates and I asked them if any of them had opened this door, and none of them had opened it. No one had gone out the door. And so we kept investigating throughout the night. And then my team members went back and looked at the video. We had a video camera sitting outside the door because there was mention of activity door. So
yeah,
we had a video camera sitting out there. And on the footage, there was this translucent arm seen opening the screen door and closing it.
Oh, wow.
Now, was that
yeah.
like a partial apparition is what you're saying? You were able to catch it on your cameras.
Yeah, it wasn't only personal, it was also caught and seen by my entire team.
Oh, wow.
And it's actually still on YouTube.
Oh, wow. That is, you know, I'll tell you what, a lot of people would tell you that that's like the Holy Grail if you do see something like that. Was you able to find any information out? Maybe possibly on this entity?
No.
No, that's
just
a,
knew
well,
that,
that
some activity happened around that door. So, but
in this location,
yeah.
Do people still go to this location and investigate?
As far as I know, no one goes there to investigate. It was a private residence.
I didn't hear what you said.
It was a private residence. So
a private
I don't
residence.
Know if anyone.
Okay.
Yeah. So
wow.
I don't know if anyone else has gone out there to investigate.
Because when we tell you that's very rare that you see something like that, let alone capture it or see it with your own naked eyes and then catch it, you know, on film. That is just wild. That is wild. Thank you for sharing that. Do you know what your video on YouTube, do you know the link to it?
I don't know the exact link, but we are we're ASPS Paranormal Society, and it's on YouTube.
Okay, can you say the group name again? I'm sorry, I think I cut you off. Can you say it one more time so that people can go to YouTube and check it out?
It's ASPS.
Okay,
Paranormal Society.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, thank you so much, Allie. for coming on.
Thank
we might
you.
Have you come on show before too long again, and if you got another experience you'd like to share, thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to go
thank
to
you.
All right, let's go back to Miss Tony.
Hello?
Hey, we got Tony on the line. All right, that was pretty cool, wasn't it? That is pretty cool if you can get a full apparition, you know, and then see it with your own eyes and then get it on film. That is pretty cool. That don't happen too terribly much.
No.
It really don't.
I've actually been to Bill Nemus myself, too.
Oh, wow. What was your experience there?
There was one team member that was with us could actually, she kept getting yelled at because the team that I was on, the four people team, we were all women. Every other team had a man on it. But this one man kept yelling at us to go back inside the house, go back inside the house. It was not safe out there for us. And I took it as we were the women. And back in the days, the women, you know, how the men always looked after the women. But he kept, and the one girl that he was yelling at was just, her head was about to split. So we said, fine. So we finally went back in the house.
Wow. Now, is this something you picked up on EVP, or you could hear it with your own ear, or what? How did
I couldn't
hear
it. One other member of the group that I was with was in it, but I did listen to some EVPs later on to where somebody whistled, and it would whistle back at the something would whistle back at
cool.
them, and they would start to whistle, and then the person, whoever was whistling, the finishing of it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so that I'm sorry.
We're cutting up a little bit, and I apologize to the listeners out there. But I myself am way out. I'm a hollering so that y'all can hear me. Oh my goodness, we're having a little bit of breakout, but that's just a the electron.
Yeah.
How long have you? Hey. When was your first time?
Well, my first time, I was went on a tag along with RIP, Richmond Investigators of the Paranormal, and it was the first time I ever investigated. Yep. I can honestly say that Big Ray and KB got me stuck on investigating.
Oh, them some pretty cool guys, I'm going to tell you. I've known them for about 12 years. It's been a long time. And, you know, those are straight-up guys. They really truly are.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them. Good investigators, great great people. And they both
have
been on the radio for years and years. It's their fault you got started in the paranormal?
They got me started in the paranormal.
Oh, wow.
It's all their fault. It's all their fault. That's been about 9-10 years ago.
And that was right there in Richmond?
Yes. We went to a place called Edgewood Plantation is where I first met them, and we were out there investigating that. And after that, it just kept going. I think once you get that bug in you, it's hard to get rid of it.
It is. It is. Oh, my goodness. I've had that. Did you have the opportunity to investigate with them?
They were with us, but I've never really been to a full investigation. I take that back. We did do it at their training house when they had the training house. We went and investigated that. But as far as a big investigation, I never got a chance to do that with them. But,
Well, that's all right.
You know,
that's all right. I'm just I just there that
In fact, that night, the first night that I did investigate, it was myself and Allie was with me that night.
Wow. Oh,
so
cool beans.
They got her hooked, too. So, yeah.
But I
so
think
it was about...
Gary Levy did
it was
a whole apparition.
Yeah. So, but, yeah. But and once you get that book,
you know,
and you
all
even,
your...
even, I still... I sit on the porch at my house and we'll try to talk to them some a little bit. It seems like once you get going, you get in a dark room and start talking.
Right. You know, you being a paranormal assistant now, I really believe that. Tell you what, you're sensitive. Do you find yourself being more sensitive after all these years of working in the paranormal to electric magnetics? So a lot of people out there that may not know this, electric magnetics is the energy that comes out of the light sockets and what comes off a lot of spirits.
Yeah, I found myself.
And it hurts me now. You find yourself being more sensitive.
Yes, I am more sensitive. I used to be, I didn't feel anything, and now when something is around me, I start with the tingles, and I notice it's growing more. The last time I was on an investigation, I had something standing in front of me that gave me the spider web all in my nose and all over my face.
Oh, yeah, the famous spider
and
web of that.
Yes.
It is rough. You know what we're going to do, Tony? I got a surprise
What's
for
that?
You. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But we may or we may not. But I think we do. I got a special guest tonight. I want to pull on. And I'm kind of excited about it. I've worked with this individual on and off for 12 years. And I'm going to tell you spot on. He's half of what we were talking about earlier. Okay? Repairable team. Yeah, half the team, I do believe. Let me see if he's, well, he still got a few more minutes. I don't know if he's in queue or not. Let me see if I can pull him up. Hey, is this KB?
No, this is Allie.
No. Well, hello anyway. I got to put you back on hold. Hold on. That's the way it works, people. I'm telling you, I don't have him in queue yet. Still got a few more minutes. It's KB, you guys. Tony, you remember KB and Big Ray. The paranormal from right up there in Richmond, Virginia.
Yep.
You know, I'll tell
they
you,
are
KB,
good guys.
They are real good guys. Absolutely. He comes from a background of law enforcement, and so does Big Ray. Great guys, great guys. People that you can really respect in the field of the paranormal. I mean, and it's really consistent for years. And it's, you know, it makes you real proud to be able to say something about a team or, you know, a group of people. It's a good thing. We're going to have him on the show. And hopefully he'll tell us a little bit about some of the things he's experienced real quick. But, well, you know, he does. He's got a few more minutes here before we're going to pull him on. You know, I was going to, how many years did you say, Tony, you had been doing this?
Who, KB? Let's see, they had been doing it like 10 or more years when I met them, and I've known them for about 10 years. So they've got to be doing it for
about
20 years.
But that's okay. What year was it? How many years? I meant you, but okay.
Well, me, I've been doing it for about 10 years, off and on.
Okay, all right. Do you think you doing the investigations, have you ever brought home anything with you?
I think that one time from Ferry, I had something riding home with me, but by the time I got home, I think they had left. It wasn't menacing or nothing. It was, you know, very friendly. I starting to think it's one of that's the sister, because it was right after she started hanging on every word I say when I go down there.
And you know, you said something very interesting about you felt him in the car with you.
Yes.
And a lot of people may. I've had several, quite a few things. Well, quite a few things. To be honest with you, that has happened to my vehicle. But them getting in the vehicle and coming home with you, absolutely. I had a wreck one night. Oh yes.
Mm.
So I mean, yeah. I mean. You've been around some real nice ghosts. Bless your heart.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's about the only time I've ever felt one presence coming with me or coming home. It was just that one time. And like I said, it wasn't a bad feeling. It was almost a comforting feeling. And I called down there. I said, "Are you missing somebody?" I said, "Because they were in my car."
Take them back. When you go to a location to do your investigations, do you say any kind of a protection prayer when you leave the area? Do you say any kind of you know, all the dwellers stay here? You do something to try to get them to stay.
Before I start, I always kind of pray to the archangels to watch over me and keep me safe. And then when I come home, I also say a prayer to thank them. But then I also will tell whatever where I'm at is I come with nothing, I leave with nothing, that they have to stay. And any equipment I use, like the voice recorders and all, I will also say before I close out that you're not allowed to come through and attach yourself to me or the voice recorders.
Well, there you go. That's the first I've ever heard that one.
Yeah, I don't know who trained
that's
me
the first
to
time.
Do that.
I mean, that's
yeah.
pretty cool. I mean, I would sage my stuff before I ever put it back in my home.
Right.
I'd sage everything, you know. But that's the first time I've ever heard that. That's
pretty
cool.
And I also use dowsing rods.
Oh, yeah. I used them in the early days. Sure did.
Yes, sir.
I've got a picture right here.
But I will tell anything. You know, even when I'm using my dowsing rods, I will inform them that I'm stopping and that they're not allowed to attach yourself to them. So
there
I kind of try
go.
To close out like that.
Have you had good luck with your working with, your rods? Do you use them with cylinders or do you use the old-fashioned just twirling your, you know, with your own hands?
Well,
or do you have a cylinder kind?
Well, I used to try, I've got a pair that the old director of Fairy Plantation made before she died. And that's who made my dowsing rods. They're copper. And I just, you know, I say if the answer, I start off, I let them know if the answer is yes, to move them, to cross them. If it's no, just to don't move them at all. Let them stay still. That's what I usually tell them beforehand, that if they want to communicate, that it's a yes or no, and if it's yes, that they can move them any way they want to. And I have had a pair to spin. I've had them to spin on me once or twice. But if there's no, just to keep them still.
Wow. I've had some crazy experiences with rods. Oh, wow. I got a YouTube video about that up in Pensacola. No, it wasn't. It was Panama. Let me think. We did a TV show out of Panama. It was Panama, Channel 7. There was a house in Crestview. Ooh-wee, was it haunted? Wow. I mean, my rod flew. We got that on film. Now, when you hold your rods, when you are having the experience with the rods in your hand and et cetera, do you feel anything going through your body? Do you feel any kind of energy going through your body, or do you feel anything in your hand as far as, you know, vibration or et cetera, you know, the current? I call it the current.
No, I really don't feel anything. I've had, well, when I first started using the rods, I could never get them to work for me. And I had a friend who did was in paranormal, and she taught me to put my energy into my hands. So I used to, now I don't have to, like, not, I haven't have to stop and close my eyes and concentrate on what's going on in my hands. Now
it's naturally.
Now I don't. It just automatically does them.
I'll tell you what, I've had my rods go like a helicopter, where when I let go, them suckers flew. I mean, it was going so fast, spinning, that I got kind of, you know, hey, I raised them above my head because them things were going like a helicopter, more than a helicopter, and I just threw them. I had to throw them up. That was a crazy, crazy. That was a vortex. You see something else?
You're gonna
something
take
like
off
that happens, kind of move the person out of the vortex. Oh, my God. release those rods. I don't know where KB is. I don't know if he's in there or not. I've been just sitting here waiting. Well, he's only a minute late. Let me jump over here and see if I can find a... any kind of number for him. Nope, not no number yet. All right. But you know what? That's okay. We just a yakking. Let's see here. I was going to check on a phone number. See if one of your friends may be in queue. I think I just talked to her. It looks like a Virginia number. Let's just go ahead and open it up. Let's play some roll the dice and see. Okay, let me get back over there. I'm going to go over here.
Hello.
Hey, area code 804. You're on air. Are you calling in for to let us hear one of your little stories about the paranormal?
That's Allie. She put her phone on so she could listen.
Well, hey, Allie, again. We just having a good time tonight. It's all good. It's all good. I don't know what number it may be. I don't know. Is there a 904 in Virginia area? No.
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 917. No.
No.
Well, we can open up the mic. Hold on. I'm going to turn it off. Let's see. Turn you off. Allie, hold on. Let's pop up here.
Hello.
Area code 917. This is Tina Marie. Are you calling in to tell us a little ghost story?
You know what? Yes. Okay. So I was.
No, apparently not. Okay. Let's go up here. Area code 914. You're on air. Are you calling? Hey, are you calling in to tell us a little ghost story tonight?
I was wondering if you're doing readings.
Oh, maybe at the tail end of the show, but tonight we are strictly, to be honest, we're just strictly telling ghost stories. Just having a little bit of fun on air. Okay, I do not know. We do not know. Where KB is. But, hey, Tony, you still with me?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Tell me another ghost story, gal. You know, I wanted to tell you, you guys are telling so far, thank God, your experiences in the paranormal have all been, you know, nobody's gotten hurt, have they? Have you experienced any? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been hurt?
I have not been hurt, but my granddaughter, who was just turned 20, she's been scratched. And my daughter, who's not really investigator too much, she's been a couple of them, she's been scratched.
Oh, wow.
And so
we
had an apartment one time where she went took a shower, my daughter, and came back, and she said her back was burning, and she had scratches all down her back. I took a picture of it with my phone, put my phone on the bed, and went to pick my phone up 5 minutes later to look at the pictures again, and they disappeared.
Do you know, you just talked about two different phenomena that is very common, and if you're around the paranormal. Now, first of all, pictures that evaporate, that is true. When I first started out, we used to use them old cameras, the black and white ones, the disposable ones, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of times, you know, if you were able to capture anything on film, it would fade. But the other thing I was going to ask you, had she been to a paranormal investigation, or had she brought something home with her?
Well, she didn't start paranormal investigating until after all this happened with her. I've taken her a couple times on a couple of investigations, but it's been recently, and this before happened about 6 years ago when in the back, but she's all the time been getting scratched. One time she was walking down the road at nighttime, and on another set of apartments we lived in, and something was following her, and it pushed her, and she turned around, and there was nobody there.
Ew. Got a little medium running around the neighborhood, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
She's always had that
problem.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sorry?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
I'll tell you what, it takes a lot to come to grips. It sounds like she's had quite a few experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the one thing, the more sensitive you are, I have found. See, this is just me. Somebody else may have a total different point of view, but I've worked in the paranormal for 30 years, and I got to tell you, the more I did this, the more sensitive you get, and the more wide open you are. And for her to habitually get, well, not habitually, you know, if she's been scratched more than once, that's not good.
Yeah. No.
Got to figure that out. We got to figure out why she's wide open like that. That is something else.
Some lady, when she was working some places, ladies, she said, had like a Jamaican accent, walked up to her and told her, she says, you have two attachments to you.
Well, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
Just, you know, that's another story. And we can certainly, you know, follow through with it and try to. But, you know, if you're a beacon, that's what happens. You know, spirit out there, they come towards you. I have many, many recordings where, you know, spirits will say, when I say, you know, ghost spirits, whatever, they'll say, oh, they're intuitive. Oh, she's intuitive. And, I mean, I've really, there's some intelligent spirits out there. Y'all know that. And there's residual. But if she's getting scratches, we all need to chat. You know, we need to chat and see what we can do to, you know, alleviate that. A lot of times, have you ever had any kind of banging? But didn't you tell me the other day you lived in a couple of different houses that had activity in them?
Oh, yes.
Before
this happened, before I ever got involved in the paranormal, we lived in one house that we would come home or late at nighttime, and the bathroom water would be, and it'd always be the hot water, would be turned full force on, and the bathroom light would be on. And I know we had cats, and I know they couldn't do it because we always turned it off so tight that I could barely turn it back on. And my granddaughters, because they lived with us, and they would just get up in the middle of the night, turn everything off, and go back to bed. And it was like normal for them. Then we lived in this one apartment, the last apartment that we lived in. There was something in that apartment that wasn't nice, and I don't know why it has slipped my mind, but one day I went home and opened the door and smelled gas. And
oh, wow.
Nobody
was
home,
cool.
The animals. and we had a gas stove in that apartment. And I went in the kitchen, and all the knobs were turned on, but with no flame. So I got all that taken care of. Then one morning, I was already at work. My youngest granddaughter went in there to make her breakfast, and she made breakfast for her. When she went in, there was knives just, like, laying around. And then when she came back out, the knives were in different positions. There was a sharp knife.
And this was the location you lived in?
I'm sorry?
Hey, this was the location that you had lived in? That's crazy.
Yes.
That's a lot of activity.
And now one apartment got pushed at, we had a residual thing every night about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I never saw it. She did, because she always worked late nights, and it would like fall off of the third story balcony and to the ground,
oh,
and then it would just go. And then the dog park there, my dog wouldn't go in it after 10 o'clock at nighttime, because she had a bad experience there with the gate opening and closing by itself, and the dog flatly refused to go in there after 10 o'clock at night. And I did a little bit of investigating in there, and I did get some pictures of orbs I got, but I never witnessed the gate opening and closing. My daughter did, because she was the one that had taken the dog that night to the dog park.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I've lived in several places.
You know, apartments, did you say a couple of the apartments you've lived in were active?
Yes.
Obviously, I have too.
Yeah.
And you know, the first apartment that I ever investigated, it just surprised me how many different ghost entities, energies was in the apartment. I mean,
right.
The apartment was full, and it was like, whoa. But that was, you know, that was a very interesting case, the very first one I ever did. I mean, the one with so many energies in it. I want to tell you how they got there. A man went on vacation to a bed and breakfast, went to the bathroom, had an experience, came back out, told the people of it, man, you really need to sage this place and get rid of these spirits. You got a lot. Well, when the man went back to Florida, I think he came, if I'm not mistaken, it was like from Alabama. He visited a bed and breakfast. He brought all them to his apartment. She saged while he was still there. They came back to Florida with him. So, well, I mean, I don't know if all of them did, but a lot did. And they were just busy telling me. We went in there and did an investigation, and all these different energies are telling us. He made us leave. Never asked them for help and everything else. We ended up bringing the lady, the bed and breakfast, the lady that owned it, to Florida to retrieve her spirit, and it worked.
Oh wow.
It worked. She went to this apartment, she gathered her ghost, and they flew right back to wherever it was that they came from. That was a crazy. I would never have believed it if we had not had EVPs, and the EVPs were just crazy how many there was. So I was like, need to come get your village. Get your village and take it back with you. You know, they're all in this two-bedroom apartment. It was something else. It was really, really, really a trip. We've been just talking. I'm telling you, is Miss Allie still hanging in there?
Yes.
Does she have any other?
Yeah, the house up. The house I live in right now, we have friends that pop in. I bought a rocking chair, antique rocking chair, and I didn't realize that it came with. I knew that you could, but this came with a lady. I've never personally seen her, but my youngest granddaughter has seen her, and she's like in her 30s, blonde, Victorian dress. She says she's a very beautiful woman, and she comes in and rocks in the rocking chair, and then she leaves and goes wherever, and then she'll come back, and whenever she feels like rocking in her rocking chair, it's in a, and
oh,
then across,
isn't that something?
Yeah, and then across the street, it used to be a Confederate encampment. And from what I understand it, we have the soldiers over there, and we have this one that stands guard. And every time one of my girlfriends would come over, the one that was the director of fair, and when he hear
yes.
her washing her hands, he would open the door for her.
Oh, wow.
He was a gentleman.
You
he waited
in Virginia,
he heard.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I imagine you have spirits everywhere. Well, everywhere's got spirits. I mean, there's more of them than there is of us. But, imagine that is absolutely cool. Absolutely.
So
cool.
I've never really come across them or not like that, but like I said, and I think Allie has seen the lady peeking around the corner when she's come over the house before, peeking around, kind of like come out of the bedroom and peek around, I guess, to see who's here, and then she goes back to her rocking chair.
Well, I just certainly have enjoyed tonight. I'm sorry, I don't know where KB went. He might be in queue, and he may be cussing me. I don't know. No, he wouldn't cuss me. but you know what? We're going to have another show.
Yes.
Tony and I are going to have another show on the 29th of this month, Thursday night, same time, 8 o'clock, right here on Block Talk Radio. And we'll have more time. That gives everybody more time to get a few of their stories together and join us if y'all would like. That'd be cool. That'd be our Halloween show. Halloween show. And you know what's so cool? Every time, you know, somebody tells a story, there is something within that story that is a break off of it. You know, you were saying, you know, you felt the energy of a woman in this rocking chair, that you felt that there may be an attachment to that chair. Well, lot of people do not realize the spirits do attach to different things. I've got several things in my house that they don't bother me. These here do not bother me, but do have attachments, some objects that were given to me from different people. And out of everything anybody's ever given me, I have only kept two. And that's the truth. They don't do nothing. They don't do anything at all. But,
I let her come and go in her rocking chair. I mean, she doesn't bother anybody. She just rocks. And like I said, the gentleman from across the street comes in. And from what I understand, he comes in and he likes our house because we don't change anything. We keep everything the same. And we've always in our house here is like, if you come to visit, we say, make yourself at home. Whatever you want.
You go.
There's this pantry. There's the refrigerator. Just make yourself at home.
There you are. No kidding. You know, and that's
and
the
so
attitude
they are making
to have
themselves at home.
You know, and that's a wonderful attitude to adapt to, adopt to, because I have really seen some investigators years ago that was not so nice. Like stir up activity. And needless to say, I never stayed around anything like that very long. Across the street, you thought that there had been a war? Is that what you said to me? Or a camp?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. We broke up a little bit. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You were breaking up on me. Now.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. You know, you were talking about the gentleman that comes from across the street. Did you say that it was a military camp at one time?
Yes, it was a Confederate camp with Confederate soldiers.
Wow.
Because I live right down the street from the Battle of Yellow Tavern.
Oh! Is that not something?
So, Yeah.
Wow.
And they have actually found rounds of bullets across the street. From what my understanding, years ago, they had people out there searching for relics, and they have found a couple places around here, a bucket full of bullets from the Civil War time.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That is crazy. Well, you know what?
Yeah,
it's about that time, gal. We're going to bring the show to a close, and I want to thank you, Tony, for coming on with me. This is like our Breaking the Ice radio show.
Yes, ma'am. I've enjoyed it.
Get some more stories up, because everybody out there, Tony and I will be back the 29th of this month. We're going to bring back some more stories. And these are real, true, actual experiences people have had.
Yes.
And tell Alex, Taylor, thank you for coming on. And that's crazy, isn't it? Ooh-wee.
Yes.
I imagine up there in Virginia. And I don't know where KB is, but everybody say goodnight to KB. Maybe we can get him to come on next
KB.
Time. But you know what? He's a busy, busy man, too. And like I was telling you, we were really having some technical difficulties earlier. Maybe it kept throwing him off, and we had so many in queue. And we may have just buried him. Rest in peace. All right, Tony. Tell everybody goodnight, and please come back the 29th of the month to the Psychic Tina Marie Primarily Paranormal Show and get your stories together. You can email them to me if you'd like for me to read about a haunted situation or place. If you'd like to submit the story to us, you can do that over at DixieBoo2@yahoo.com. Nothing but love and light, everybody. Say goodnight, Tony.
Yes.
All
yes,
right, everybody.
I just want to say goodnight to everybody and thank you for listening to us. And I've enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed Miss Tina.
And we enjoyed you. I just love it. You know, sometimes people, you have a Virginian. You're a Virginian accent, and my Southern accent, I have to listen to you a little bit harder. Sometimes, what you say? It's all good. All right, we're going to go. And love and light to everybody. Until next time, blessings to all. Good night.
Good night.